Chapter 8. An English Ship. Friday and I took his father and the Spaniard back to our tent. We gave them rum, raisins, and some cake. They fell asleep immediately, and we waited until the next day to hear their story. Friday and his father spoke in a language I did not understand, but they looked very happy together. The Spaniard told me about his time with the natives.
There were 17 of us. The other 16 are still on the island. It is not far from here.
Do you think we can help the others escape?
If you give me a gun and some food, I'll go back with that native there and free my men. We have a boat, and we can take you away from this island and bring you back to Europe.
I was excited by the Spaniard's idea. I was very comfortable on the island, but I wanted to live again in a place with many people. Now I knew how hard it is to be alone, away from your family and friends. Now I wanted to go back and show them how much I loved them. We all worked hard to build a boat for Friday's father and the Spaniard. We gave them large baskets of food, and I gave the Spaniard a gun.
When we come back, I will fire the gun, so you will know it is us.
Good luck, and be careful at sea. It's dangerous around here. Friday and his father said goodbye, and then Friday and I watched them as they sailed away. We waited for 8 days. And then, one morning, I heard Friday running back to the tent.
Master, master, they are here!
Friday and I went to the top of the hill. I saw one large ship on the sea and a smaller one coming towards the beach. I looked through the telescope at the large ship, and there was an English flag on top of it. That's an English ship! The men who got out of the smaller boat were all Englishmen, and they had 3 prisoners with them.
They have prisoners, Master Robinson, and they are white men. What does that mean?
I don't know, Friday, but it can't be good. Come on, let's take a closer look.